This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, check it out, y'all. All the way from Shaolin, you know what it is. Raekwon the Chef, Maxim with the good honey, DJ Sarah Love. Hold it down. You know what it is, bro. We got your back.
That's y'all.
Do you get shout outs like that?
I don't get shit like that, boy. That's Raekwon was doing. He was doing the utmost thing. Yeah, with the smooth and sexy. You know what I'm saying, Sarah Love. Yeah, he wiped dribble. When he was recording that, I'm sure that was dribble being wiped off his face there. And Sarah was there like, you're damn. What's going
basically,
on?
Basically, yeah. No, not at all. Welcome to the show, listeners. It's good to be back. How you doing, Mice?
Good afternoon, my beloveds. What's going on? Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, I should say, just in case you're listening back. This is FUBAR Radio, the hip-hop show with myself, Mice Diggy, and DJ Sarah Love.
Gotta say thank you, aka...
Make Raekwon get wet on the mic. Jesus, man. Oh,
oh dear. But first of all, thank you to Ray Peacock. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR Radio. Make sure you check out that show and all FUBAR shows on the website. You can listen back to the podcast. Today, Maestro and I have an amazing show lined up for you. We're going to be taking care of you until 6 p.m. And we have an exclusive interview. I'm the only person that he spoke to in the UK.
Yeah, I think we know why, innit? Man? It sounds like you're the only person he spoke to, at least like that anyway.
Yeah, like that.
Jesus. Sounds like Ron Raekwon getting his Keith Sweat on there.
In fact, I've got another drop that will make you laugh even
His
more,
inner so. Barry White just pouring out, oozing out into that drop, boy.
But yes, Raekwon of Wu-Tang Clan. He was performing in the UK, well, just in London. He literally flew in on one day, flew out the following morning, did the show. But yes, we've got the interview for you coming up later in the show, so keep it locked right here. Yes. Oh, my God. It's been quite exciting, actually, to think of all the... Just going through all the Wu record, like, classics.
Do you know what's really funny as well? Before I even knew, I had I was listening to... it's Ghostface, but I was listening to Iron Man yesterday on my way back from France.
Bananas.
Like, the album is crazy. Yeah.
Talk about long it's players fresh. Though, where yeah, it's like
22 tracks
records where you can like listen from beginning to end though, and it's taking you on a journey.
Yeah, for real.
You know?
I really enjoyed listening to that. And it's cool because like, obviously, you know the album, but when you haven't listened to it for quite a while, and like you're saying, listening to it from start to finish in its whole entirety, you can really appreciate it again like it was fresh, like it was new, you know?
And appreciate how spoilt we were back in them days, man.
Yeah,
like,
that's
some proper classic material. So, you know, it was just like a real treat to be able to chat with the one and only Raekwon, the Chef. So keep it locked to hear that interview coming up later in the show. Also, we've got a guest live in the studio for you today. This coming weekend, this Saturday, is Record Store Day. So in aid of all of the things vinyl related celebrations and everything, we're going to be having Pete Real, the founder of Deal Real Records, live in the studio.
The real Deal Real.
So we'll break down lots of amazing record store history for you. Plus, every week, Mice Investigates.
Hold tight
because we're going to inform you about what the key question. This is actually a really good question.
It's a good one because, like I said, sometimes you need a hand in life. And these are me investigating will be your life hack. You might find out there's something you really needed from this. So make sure you're tuned in, mother lovers.
Basically. And we have the open mic as well. So hold tight to find out who's going to be featured this week. Plus, brand new music from Black Thought. Yes, and Stars P got new music from Jest. But right now, let's first hit you with something fresh from the album Give Thanks. That's forthcoming and produced by Jay Dilla.
Dilla.
And I was very happy when I heard this song. This is the brand new track from Fife Dog of A Tribe Called Quest.
Rest in peace.
Unblemished, underrated, unfiltered, unafraid, unaffected, undaunted. Undaunted, unabashed, undeniable, untouchable, unstoppable, unusual, underdog, unsurpassed, unyielding, unsupportive, fuck you and your feelings, unrelenting, unscathed, uncontrollable, unpleasant one, follow with me, feeling is mutual, ha, and that's just me in a nutshell, uncensored, unchanging, unbreakable, unconscious, uncouth, unbearable, unmerciful, unexplainable, unemotional, uninterested when dealing with unoriginals, unaccustomed to unproven rap flows, unresponsive to unapproved stage shows, that's unacceptable, unexciting, lazy fucker, fight for the uncanny and comic, rhyme spitter, ha, and that's just me in a nutshell, 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 say it, that's just me in a nutshell, 5 footer in a motherfucking nutshell, the rebirth of the reborn as I rebuild, reconnect with this rebel, redefining raw skill, I realign, readjusted, refocus, reanalyze, what's real, versus bullshit, had to refuel, reactivate, to reemerge, reevaluate, recalculate, bitch I return, redefine, reenergize, get reacquainted, rhythm kins incorporated, roots we made it, invulnerable, inviting, invincible, inventive one, which leads most inviable, get involved, invest in these youths, kid, invigorate, induce that old realness, insecure, nah, more like inhumane, it's not a game, shut your mouth, use your inner voice, stay in your lane, inaugurate, those with incentive to want to innovate, insisting that those who inspire, we will initiate, what, and that's just me in a nutshell, 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 ha, fight dog in a nutshell, New York finest in a nutshell, yeah.
Yo, it's your man Fife Dawg, formerly of A Tribe Called Quest, and I'm lounging on the My Sticky Sarah Love Show. Y'all know what it is. Love that, honor that, respect that, cherish that. Hip-hop music, you done know. Big up.
I was very happy when I heard that track, The Nutshell. That's off the forthcoming album, Give Thanks. That's Fife Dawg, produced by Jay Dilla, but I think it's very fire. And when we interviewed him, had him on the show last December, he was talking about that album, and he was saying that the second verse on that track was one of his favourite of his career. So make sure you hit up foodbarradio.com/hiphop and you can listen back to the full interview when Fife Dawg was right here on the show with myself, Sarah Love, and my Sticky.
You're damn right.
And this part of the show, I just think it's so important, especially on a grisly day like today. You know, it's raining out there. Yeah, we know the struggle. It's easy to get bummed out and stuff, isn't it? But, you know, really, I think it's important to remember how many good things are going on in the world. And, you know, we've got to shout those people up out. And I just really think they deserve some serious big ups.
Big up, big up.
And this week's big up is going out. Well, really, it had to go to NWA for being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Have you heard about this, Mice?
What, you know what's funny? I thought they were already in it.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't realise that was... Because I saw people bigging them up during the week, and I thought, I was like, man, am I just looking at some old-ass posts or something? You know, like the algorithms. Sometimes they play with the algorithms.
Up.
Yeah. I was like, right, is it just like posts from when their film came out or something? But, yeah.
No, because I think maybe they had announced that, like, they put out a list.
Oh.
Maybe that was last year or something, of who will be inducted in 2016 kind of thing.
Right.
But then finally this weekend, last Friday, they got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Kendrick Lamar. And as a group, Dre, Eazy-E, Ice Cube, Ren and Yella, they've sold more than 100 million records. I didn't realise that they were on them kind of figures.
100 million?
Yeah.
What, as NWA?
As NWA.
Oh, and Eazy-E, like, so the Eazy-E album...
I got the impression that it was as NWA, but yeah, 100 million records, which seems kind of out there. Yeah,
because they only did like 3 or 2 records.
Yeah, it's not like they were crazy prolific, really, kind of thing.
No, but for what they did, you know, like, so I'm wondering, is that including, like, you know, detox?
Is that the fourth? Yeah, no, quite possibly. But no, it was quite cool though, because Cube, he made some good statements at the ceremony where he said, we've come a long way from being so hated in the industry to making it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And you know, they're only the fifth hip hop act ever to be voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think that's kind of deep.
So who's in the Rock? I mean, so just to be fair, though, it is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's
well,
not the
you see,
Hall of
like,
Fame or the Music Hall of Fame.
Well, you see, what's his name? So I think in the last week or something, there's this dude, Gene Simmons. He's in that group Kiss.
Yeah,
guys who like paint up their faces. He said,
I mean, what he said was a bit like, are you taking the
piss? It was a little bit like, you know.
Are you taking the piss?
Yeah, basically he was. Because he is like, I'm looking forward to the death of rap. I'm looking forward to music coming back to lyrics and melody instead of just talking. Rap will die next year, 10 years from now, at some point, and then something else will come along, and all that is good and healthy. But yeah, MC Ren at the ceremony called out Gene Simmons, and then Cube said, the question is, are we rock and roll? And I say, goddamn right we're rock and roll. Rock and roll is not an instrument. It's not even a style of music. It's a spirit that's been going on since the blues, jazz, bebop, soul, rock and roll, R&B, heavy metal, and yes, hip-hop. I hear where he's come from. I think that
who
you
said
have
that?
To...
Was that Cube?
That was
said
Ice
that?
Cube, yeah. He said that in response to Gene Simmons. Yeah. But I was quite surprised because it was only 2007, the first group, hip-hop group, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And, you know, again, like, I understand what Cube's saying, but I thought rock and roll was a genre of music. You know what I mean? So when they're saying the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'd expect it would only be rock and roll music, whether it be like rock music or, you know, more metal or whatever, you know. But
no, it's true. And I guess, but most people do take that, like, stance with it, isn't it? But then at the
same time...
The
other thing is rock... I'm doing the devil signs now. Rock and roll, dude. Like, there's the whole thing of... That's, and I think that's where Cube's going with it. He's saying it's a vibe, it's a mentality, rock and roll, as opposed to it being a genre of music, which is similar to what hip hop is. Hip hop isn't just about the music, it's about the attitude, you know, the sort of the way people look at life as well, you know, the way they deal with life is in a hip hop way. So maybe if you trash your room, that's rock and roll. If you just smoke weed in it and nod your head all day, that's hip hop, though.
Should we submit that as like the official breakdown of the meaning of it all?
But and then he has said, like, sorry, Gene Simmons has said, respectfully, let me know when Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, that was
Hendrix
also in response, like, after he heard that Cube had said this, then he came back with that, like, witty one-liner kind of thing. So
it's
I guess
a funny
he's
one, but. You know, fuck then, him, man. Whatever. If
he's gonna,
go and like that, hate on, you know, someone winning an award, it's like whatever, bruv.
I know, and I think every year, maybe on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's only five acts who are picked every year to be inducted. So another dude who was inducted this year, I'm not actually sure who he is. Steve Miller. Do you know Steve Miller?
Steve Miller, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, when I go across the track, smoke me some Chibi right there.
The Joker is his song.
Steve Miller, I just make sure I drive in between them white lines. You know, sip me some white beer.
So just from his name, you painted his whole
character.
Have some
ice cream. You know what I'm saying? It ain't vanilla flavor, it's white flavor. Some Steve Miller played in the back. That's how we roll. You know what I'm saying, man?
Sorry, Steve Miller, if you're completely but he has a song called The Joker. That's not shedding any
He's
light
a joker.
For me. I'll
smoker.
Do so.
He's a smoker.
Oh, is it that song? No, isn't that like, that's Lou Reed. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. But yeah, no, Steve, so this dude, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. He did a performance at the ceremony and he was just like questioning the whole purpose of it, basically. And he said, you tell me what the hell is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and what does it do besides talk about itself and sell postcards?
Ooh, that's deep, right? No mobo. So anyway.
No, but I agree with that in many ways as well. Like all of the, and the same thing with the whole MBE, OBE nonsense. Like really, what is all Spengby. Of that stuff about? Spengbe, that's what it's Spengby, about.
Bro.
No, but the other hip hop acts who have been inducted into the Hall of Fame is Grandmaster Flash and Furious 5. That was in 2007. No, Afrika Bambaataa. No, let's not talk about that. 2009, it was Run DMC.
Oh, yeah. See, now, look, there's a good one. There's a good one right there. Run DMC, they did the song Walk This Way with The rock band.
White people.
Yeah.
No,
some other white people.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Aerosmith.
Yeah. Them motherfuckers. Yeah. Aerosmith, yeah. I know my rock and roll, mate. Do you know what I mean? But look, that was a collaboration between hip hop and rock and roll. So you can understand them being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, because they did. Because they did what you.
Yeah, with some white people.
Look, I'm half white, okay, so I'm allowed to say this.
No. Yeah, I got a bunch of white friends as well, so I'm allowed to say this.
Yeah. Okay, so you think that's enough criteria?
No. Here's my point, though. So what would Gene Simmons say to that?
He would say that's okay.
No,
I have no idea what he thinks.
Well,
but I mean, to add to your point, though, Mice, in 2012, the group that were inducted was Beastie Boys.
Yeah, they're white.
I think the first ever person inducted into the hip hop, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, well, should be in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame too, is Chuck Berry. So, you know, obviously.
What, the first person of colour?
No, ever.
Or first person ever, Chuck Berry.
Yeah, to me, Chuck Berry is one of the most important artists of all time.
Who is this? Who's on this round table? Who are the lizard eating sitting on this round table?
It's Prince Charles and Camilla. And then it's Kim Kardashian.
I can't let you stay there and talk about my prince and princess like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you this right now. When I'm in the morning, when I'm having me bacon sarnie with beans, mushrooms, chips, eggs, tomatoes. Always.
The cran. Look
at my shrine of these lizard-eating motherfuckers. And say,
on your
mantelpiece.
Yeah.
Boy, I mean, to take it there is like, who is it? Who is making all these decisions? Who, you know, like Steve Miller said, who the fuck is making all these decisions? Who's saying?
And why does it matter? Because ultimately, all of the people who are inducted, whether that's Chuck Berry, which he preceded the first Rock and Roll Hall of Fame anyway, you know, and all of these great people, James Brown, I think he was one of the first inductees too. Like, these people were icons, you know, and they changed the whole landscape of culture and music before whoever this crew is on this round table. I really do wonder who it is. But then they sort of redeemed themselves, I felt, in 2013 when Public Enemy were inducted. But I think now it's obviously...
And Public Enemy were rock and roll, man. Listen to their music. They were sampling rock shit.
Mm-hmm.
They worked with, what's his name? Some white guy.
That's why they got him in 2013. No, but Anthrax.
Anthrax.
Yeah, that's why they got inducted after that.
It's I'm speaking of 99 Problems, dudes.
Jay-Z, what?
No, yeah, the guy who produced 99 Problems.
Oh, yeah. Rick Rubin, yeah.
Didn't they work with Rick Rubin? See? Hey.
Sorry, I'm joking.
Don't let Hip Hop University Challenge might start popping up all of a sudden again.
You've been doing your Wikipedia-ing.
Yeah, so, you know, but I mean, regardless, they were sampling rock music, you know. A lot of acts actually sample rock music.
There's
so
enough, like, rockheads who they feel Public Enemy on, just like that musical level kind of thing. And I just think rebellious music and all of that too. But I think one of the rules of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it has to have been at least 25 years since your first release before you can be considered to be inducted. But to
rock
me, Public Enemy, they're the real most dangerous group in the world. Like, a lot of people call NWA that, but I think, you know, really, Public Enemy is the most dangerous group in the world.
Yeah,
you know
I mean,
saying?
When you're doing kiddies films and stuff like that now, you know,
with the happy endings.
So much,
No, but still, I thought, you know, it is a load of nonsense, really, this whole, you know, because it doesn't allow... I'm not allowing these people around this table to tell us, like, who is relevant or not, or who we should be applauding. But I think still, you know, that they were very happy to be inducted into the Hall of Fame NWA. So I thought it definitely deserved this week's shout out.
Button that didn't press properly.
There, it definitely deserved one of those. So NWA.
Yeah, fuck you, Gene Simmons.
Yeah, in your
moldy
face,
old
Gene
bastard.
Simmons.
In your place. He probably hated when hip hop came out because it's like, oh no.
Yeah, they're taking my record sales.
Yeah,
blatant.
Whatever.
I think that Kiss actually, they were in the last couple of years, they were inducted. So I think that's why he's probably feeling now that he needs to pipe up. and have his piece in this. But well, yeah, you know. But we don't care, fool.
Yeah, we don't care.
And so I thought, let's play
Yo,
you
man,
some.
There's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, scared to kick reality. Yo, Dre, you've been doing all this dope producing. You had a chance to show them what time it is. So what you want me to do?
Aww. That's so cute.
You think of the video like
yeah, and when you watch the video again, it's like that's so cute. They're so little.
Well, I didn't, but yes.
Oh, no, yeah, no, that's what.
At least imagine it's something like that.
But yes, NWA, big up to you for being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's Sarah Mice on FUBAR.
I was messing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary. But my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because it said it get funky. When you got a subject and a predicate, add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me, pink to my stomach. Cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through. So don't try to sing this. Some drop science. Well, I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express yo. I don't smoke weed or sets. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. For the pop chart. So where should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track?
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records are spinning again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch a brother blend, dope rhymes, but no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go. They know others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians cuss at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to spread the skill. Yo, Dre is the name for it. I make something dope on a record, that's what he came for. Kicking reality, yo, but staying itself. But it's important that you keep it in mind, too. From the heart, cause if you wanna start to move up the chart, then expression is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow. You ain't swift, moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind, embedded like an embryo or a lesson. All of them expression, and if you start fessing, I got a Smith & Wesson for you. I might ignore you. Record because it has no bottom. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic, getting physical, doing a job. And WA is the lynch mob. It's a macabre, but you know you need this. And the knowledge is going just like a fetus or a tumor. But here's the rumor: Dre's in the neighborhood and he's up to no good. When I start expressing myself, yell and slam it. Cause if I stay funky like this, I'm doing damage. Or I'ma be too hype and need a straight jacket. I got knowledge and other suckers lack it. So when you see Dre, a DJ on the mic, ask what it's like. It's like we're getting hyped tonight. Cause if a strike, it ain't for your good health. But I won't strike if you just spread yourself. Do it good. Spread yourself.
NWA Express Yourself, who were just inducted into the hip hop, the rock and roll Hall of Fame. And yes, that was some NWA flavors for you. You're locked into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only
Mice Diggy, mother lovers, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. That's right. We just gave you Express Yourself by NWA. Damn, the shit sounds timeless, man.
Yeah.
Timeless. Even Dre, even though Dre was talking about...
contradicting himself.
I'm wondering what happened in those years. You know, he definitely went rock and roll. If one minute he's saying, I don't smoke Buddha, can't stand cess. You know, because it gives you brain damage, to all of a sudden the chronic 2000.
He was like, well, he was already like 60 then or something, wasn't he? So he's like, this is what the kids like, let me start rapping about this.
He was already 60 then.
But shouts out going to Bo Macula, sorry Bo, tuned into the show. Andreas, Ezra Collective, what I've got to send a big shout out to Santa Maria Pizza. They have, definitely go check them out if you're in London. That's like the best pizza in the UK. It's amazing. It's like next level stuff. Tim Joshua hit us up at Fubar Radio, that's on Twitter, and he said to me and Mice, he says, accolades, 10 to 20 years from now, would either of you turn down knighthoods? Mice?
Hell mother loving no. I would not turn down any accolade from anywhere. The reason being is people are so stupid out there now. If you hang around with someone famous, they want to suck the toes off of you. So if you've got something like that, hell yeah. What? Life is going to be sweet. Yeah, I'm a knight. What are you saying?
Do you know what I mean? What that's it. You're sucking my toes.
Yeah, you're sucking my toes today, or what? What's going on? You know what I mean? So no, hell no, I wouldn't turn it down. What the fuck do you think I am, bruv?
That's the main motivation, is to get your toes sucked. Okay, well, there you go, Joshua. I hope that, Tim Joshua, I hope that answers the question.
How about
for you?
Would you?
I think for me, I'm standing with people like Helen Mirren and Benjamin Zephaniah and all of these other cool cats. It would be
like
a hell no for me.
Being sucked.
That don't like. Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, no. That I would. I don't think I'd be taking a knighthood of any kind. I just think it's a contradict. What's the point of it? Like, they don't make us fresh. Like, we're making them fresh by giving our name to them. And I'm not a servant of the Queen. I don't want to be part of, like, the Empire. And when you actually think of the whole history of the Empire, it's not really something that sits well with me. So but I don't need it. And I just think, you know, if you get to the point where you're being considered for an MBOB, you've obviously put in your graft. You know, so
that's
really
true.
What else can they... I would have been great anyway without them giving me a little pat on the back. You know, and then also at the same time, when you see some of the people who are being given these titles in the last few years, it's like, well, clearly this thing is just a joke. Either you've got to be a paedophile or a clown, and then you're getting a knighthood. I don't want, you know, Jimmy Savile was an MBE or whatever. Like Tony Blair and these other criminals, war criminals, they're down with that crew. I don't need
but
to be in that
Gene
crew.
But then Gene Simmons has been, he's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So now NWA... You know, Public Enemy are associated with scum.
Scum. Oh, damn. Oh, so we're just boxing them in with the
yeah, they rape bats
the Queen's
and shit
knighthood.
Like that, man.
Yeah.
They rape the wings off bats, I heard.
And the, oh, no, wasn't that Ozzy Osbourne?
Nah, he bit a head off a bat. That's all right. But I'm saying if you rape a bat, that's like...
Yeah, that's a different...
How traumatic is that for the bat? Anyway,
yes, let's keep it moving. Because
to
right
more important
now,
things.
Yes, more important things.
And like, bats being raped... and shit like that. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you all down to the Fubar Radio Cafe. That's right, Fubar Radio, all up in your ears, mother lovers. I go by the name of Mice. Mysack Hayes, that's right. Mysack is full of it, mother lovers. And I'm a bad mother. Shut your mouth. I was about to say lover, bitch.
Damn,
a
bit gangster this week,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, why? It's the NWA thing, man. I think it's brought it out of me. You know what I mean? I feel like a real life gangster. Especially after thug. I've been thug lifing my way through the whole week, and it's pretty much worked. You know what I mean?
Yeah?
Yeah, but.
As a policy for.
As a policy,
the
yeah.
Week.
I thought, you know what? I have to use some of these thug life, hashtag thug life, by the way, because I ain't really.
Yeah,
about
looking
that shit.
To go to prison. Yeah.
I'm not really about any of that shit, so don't even bring that to my doorstep. But anyway. I was having to deal with some of these guys, you know. I had to have a meeting this week. But the meeting got cancelled like 2 minutes before I got there.
Oh, I love it when
and
that
I,
happens.
Yeah, I got the text message.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, you know, you couldn't tell me like 2 hours before I started making my journey or whatever.
Mm.
And it was a really bad excuse. It made me feel like I was the, you know, like I was the employee, you know, like.
That you were being played.
Yeah, well, like. You know, I'm the boss and you're late to work, or you're not going to be at work and you're trying to give me this shit excuse. And I was like, come on, man. You can't bullshit a bullshitter, basically. It's like,
yes.
I've done it a billion times and, you know, if you're going to give me a bad excuse, at least give me one that I can believe. Not
not dog ate my homework.
Yeah, not one that I'm going to be like, yeah, right. Obviously now, you know, me being a MC or a rapper or whatever you call them nowadays.
International superstar.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I do superstar shit, though. I'll let you know that I do superstar shit. Yeah. I might not be a superstar, but I just... Anyway, you know, I don't really get the chance to take the day off work because I have to make sure whatever it is I said I'm going to do, I do it. I don't say, yo, you know, when you were back on the other station, I never be, yeah, Sarah, yeah, yeah, bring me in on Sunday night or whatever it was, 11 p.m. All right, bam, I got to be there. I can't,
also,
you know.
Yeah, also in this industry,
hey,
you know.
Cutthroat, man. People will be like, all right, I don't know if I can trust.
You're not a reliable figure.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you at least so have an excuse that is believable.
Yeah, or that kind of puts us at ease to know, okay, this is something that was truly, completely unavoidable.
Like, I can see myself being in that situation and understanding why you can't make it here now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's all we want. Mm-hmm. Not all of this, like, yeah, I'll just palm you off with, well, what happened was, like, my missus, you know
her
what I mean?
Her uncle.
Yeah, her uncle's cousin, yeah, basically.
He's in Bermuda, right?
And then he was walking the dog, and apparently the dog had my mobile phone, like... Yeah, you know, come on, man. At least help us out.
I couldn't text you to let you know an hour before.
I'm trying to investigate now the best excuses you've ever heard for taking a day off work. Hmm. What are the best excuses you've ever heard? I've heard some. I got some friends who mentioned some earlier.
Mm.
Django McCubb talked about he's locked inside his flat. Would that work?
That's hilarious.
How do you get locked inside your flat, though?
I guess... Goodness me.
So the only way
that
is
quite a conundrum.
If you live with somebody,
locked inside
they double lock.
So he's just resigning himself to death in his flat then, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, he yeah, also said so. Water pipes burst or it's his nan's funeral.
Are these excuses that he
uses? Yeah. I mean, I don't know
he's
how
got
believable.
Them on the ready. He just goes through the catalogue. He's like, yeah, that'll work today.
Yeah. I don't exactly. He's got like a black book full of excuses. Like, I could
put
tell the boss.
Pin in the page.
Boss, man. You know what I mean? He's like... I don't know.
I'm looking forward to hearing more of them. So hit us up at hiphop@foobarradio.com and let Maestro know.
Yeah, hiphop@foobarradio.com, hiphop@foobarradio.com, rather,
mm-hmm.
And at foobarradio on Twitter. Also, you can hit up DJ Sarah Love or myself, Maestro Diggy, on Twitter. What are the best excuses you've ever heard for taking the day off work, mother lovers?
But first, brand new... Black Thought featuring Ooh, Styles P,
turn this up.
Produced by Ninth Wonder. You know we take good care of you here.
Out of space, the place that I'm parking in. My marketing, when you see the sky darkening. Rhyme artisan, from the crudest bipartisan. High haters, a fifth grader, you're not smarter than. Alpha and Omega, you betas, I march harder than. Batteries, y'all ain't included, you're not part of it. I just took a flight to France to cop cardigans at Lime Vine. I'm that prime time, bougie wine time. And I'm just trying to get it on till I die. Am I wrong if I'm living like the laws don't apply? Making music out of nothing, know that boy's bona fide. It's disturbing when a murderer enjoys homicide. Talented Mr. Trotter Squad, beyond qualified. Multiplying a dollar sign. The grind is real, it's Palestine. My sidekick came from Columbine. That fly shit came from Saint-Laurent. Surprise, bitch, I never lived a false moment in time. Riddle me, what kind of omen am I? You know the slogan is ride. I said a weapon should be chosen to fire. Only the ghetto Beethoven replied. The Ninth Wonder Maker, Thunder Breaker, send these toys to the Undertaker. My pen smoking like a rude boy from Jamaica. While I'm erasing every fuck boy from the face of the earth. What's up, boys? Time for you to get your weight up. Yo, I probably began in a rip valley in places untraceable by Rand McNally. Took a cobblestone trolley through a Mercy Street alley to more championship rings than John Sally. Biochemically on par with Salvador Dali. I traveled to Tijuana and smacked the Federale. Who packing avocado toast like Mario Batali? I'm an ocean without a coast. Going back to Cali, nigga. Name some other body equally as ill. Frequently I see the drama. Call me Cecil B. DeMille. Not a chink up in the armor though. I'm lethally for real. People been telling me recently, Tariq, you need to chill. But picture that. The diplomat. Pistol slap aristocrats. Any rapper coming for me, I'ma send a missile back. Not too many legends got a legacy that's disintact. That equipment I'm gripping kept where the ammunition at. Sold Makosa like a model to Bongo. While as the Democratic Republic of the Congo, I'm Hunter S. Thompson, doing it gonzo. A rapper winds up as a John Doe. I told niggas, 60 seconds to shine before I fold niggas. I must be out of my mind with it, gold diggers. Here come the general for the quad six
centennial. I'm a non-millennial. What I rep is the old niggas.
Let's meet at the crossroads of torsos and learn some things only the Lord knows. Break the law, it's the only law now law knows. Got pies in the oven, but no DiGiorno's. We all got fuck, but no pornos. We ain't growing corn, but got cornrows. We ain't playing greens, but we be spending it. Lifespan is short, try extending it. If you ain't in the reading, I'm recommending it. I'm reading Carter G. Woodson while I'm in the woods. When the money's cut off, well, we bought the goods. Lot of niggas is cowards and ran out of fatherhood. Should we kill him or let him live? I don't fuck with no suckers and never did. Me or more, if you or more. If I ever go to wars, the kids I do it for. I eat MCs, they can send me a few of y'all. And by a few, I mean way more than two. You can times that by 20 and tell them to come through. And watch them get beat like the African drums do. Also, probably gave lessons to Sun Tzu. Lyrically, I'm Bruce Lee, master of Kung Fu. Rhyming with black thought, possessing a black thought. I told you that I'm conscious, but bitch, you a clap off. I'ma be the one and they holding a rap off. I ain't rap too tight, my nigga, I snap off. Or maybe a snap on. When I go for the ride, my nigga, then latch on. I'm Hannibal on an elephant animal, but elegant, giving you hell heaven sent. Light a joint, I've been places you never been. Could close my eyes, I could die, I get wise. Treat my life like a script, I'm getting the revised. Used to keep the big joint right up in the Levi's. I'm the 10th wonder, I told them to ask 9th. I'm the other black thought, the last airbender. Avatar ghost, the one who could bend time. The one who could bend rhymes, the one who could bend flows. Reppin' for old niggas, little nigga, you know. We the ones who made making of a murderer. Fuck around, you could be a making of a murderer. Ghost.
I'm liking how he chopped that, produced by Ninth Wonder, brand new from Black Thought.
Oh, it's
yes.
Ninth Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
So what, is that a Thought album in the room? What's going on?
I don't know, damn, but you'll have to keep it locked to Food Bar Radio. Hip hop right here, Mondays 4 till 6 p.m. with myself, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy to find out more. Coming up later in the show today, we have a special interview with Wu-Tang's own Raekwon, so keep it locked. And right now, we're joined by a special guest live in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
The legendary, the one and only. You know what? I thought it was only correct because this coming Saturday is records, International Record Store Day. And so I thought, you know, really, we need to have some kind of representation of that in on the show today. So I thought it was only correct to invite, you know, a true originator in, you know, to the London hip hop and record store scene. This is the one and only Pete Real of Deal
Hi,
Real
guys.
Records.
The real deal,
Thank real. You. The real
That's
deal.
So nice.
Put
so
it
nice.
Out there, you know.
And
no.
I have to
the
say,
real deal, real
the
yeah.
real deal. And I have to say, Pete, like, really, for me, that was probably a key moment in my career. Was the first time I ever walked into Deal Real Records
I remember
on
that
North
day.
Street.
I remember that day. I remember you coming in.
And you know what's so funny is because that was also the same day as my cousin's wedding. So I have pictures. From it's just you know those were days when
one
people didn't
days.
Have camera
yeah.
phones and things like that, so it's just funny that I have a picture from
Brilliant.
That day, which for me was such an important day because that's where I met so many cool people like Maestro and amazing yeah. you know
run it Maestro too
yeah but Peter,
I think that's where a lot of people met each other
yeah,
yeah.
Man, that's what it was about
because last
really.
Week we had Cy Philly for Life Cypher on
yeah,
the show
yeah, yeah.
that's where I first met Cy and
yeah,
then
yeah,
Cy all of those guys yeah. In the record in Deal Real Records on Knoll Street but yes you started Deal Real
yeah
but
me
before
and Tony
that
Vegas.
You had another record store right
yeah I mean I started in about 91 I guess with a guy called Rob Corrigan, who then, he when we split up, he went on to open the, what was the name of his shop in New York?
Gosh, this is 25
Sound,
years ago. Sound Library.
Sound Library.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I then carried on and did various bits. I was in Notting Hill and then Oxford Street. And then when I went to Dark and Cold with MK.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we opened Deal Real, that was with Tony Vegas.
What year did Deal Real open?
97.
Who, run me through a list of the people who have worked in Deal Real.
Sarah Love.
the most important.
It's still, well, I like to have a girls working in there. Like, it just for me, it, you know, it's
like,
balance.
I know,
you know,
like a strip, you know, club. Kind, yeah,
of otherwise.
And that as well. You know, well, the guys know.
Well, yeah, like a strip club owner always wants, yeah, to make sure that.
Because we had poles in there, so, didn't we? Do you remember?
Yeah. Glory
and
holes.
And those poles is, oh, the poles, my God.
There's all kind of things in there.
I didn't see that bit. So, yeah, you, Estelle. Marcia was the other girl that worked there.
Wow.
DJ Cuckoo.
Yeah.
Shorty Blitz.
Yeah, Cuckoo, Shorty
Teddy
Blitz.
Teds.
Mm-hmm. MK.
You tell me. MK, well, MK never really worked there because he had his own business.
Okay, so he was doing his tapes.
Oh, he was doing his work. Yeah.
He was kind of doing his thing.
Yeah,
you know,
he's riding the wave. No, and Tony Vegas.
Well, of course, Tony. Yeah, me and Tony were partners there when we started. Yeah,
but you know, even just that,
and that's Tony Vegas from the Scratch Perverts.
From the Scratch Perverts, which, you know, that and the Scratch Perverts DJ crew, like, for those of you who don't know, they were like really at the height of the whole turntablism scene, the whole DNC movement in the 90s and stuff. But they, as far as I'm aware, they formed in the shop in Dillreel.
Serious? Scratch Perverts formed in Dillreel as well?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I've got photos of them all practicing in there. You know, at night, they'd all come in, set the decks up on the things, mm-hmm, and be like eight decks.
Mm. Yeah.
And they'd all be practicing in there.
Mm-hmm,
and then I was in there. I was there the day they all split up too.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it just became Joel and Prime Cuts.
Amazing.
Vegas and what was his name? Plus One.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then also I've had Harry Love has told me stories in the past about that, where he learnt to use the SP-12 in Dillreel.
Yeah, in the basement.
Yeah, in the basement. Yeah.
We had a little SP-12.
I have so many golden memories from being in that shop, and then like every lunch break when I was working in Dillreel, then just going up and down Berwick Street into all the record shops in that area, and it was a proper community.
It was brilliant.
Of us.
It was,
and it was
before
amazing.
Gentrification. You know, I mean, it was the last days of people being able to afford to have a shop there that can do that sort of thing.
Mm. And it's so dry now. When you go down there now, it's like so bland and just generic.
No, sir, I love it there. I love getting my key match.
Maestro's buying a house there.
Yes, I'm actually moving there now with my Shagwild. Yes, exactly, with my Shagwild parked up outside. Yes. So I don't know what you guys are talking about.
But
I
for me,
it.
It's to die for. But no, I mean, but then it had a real signature to that area.
It was grimy, well,
was,
man. It was grimy, you know. Like,
that was the last days of it, really, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it
for
was
sure.
The last days of it.
Yeah.
For sure.
But it's, and for me, it's such a nostalgic time. I mean, I love vinyl, and then also just to be part of that whole vinyl community and the record store community, and then all the hip hop community as well, which to me.
Well, it was a
you know, we all congregated
it, you know.
There, yeah. Particularly in Dillreel, because it really had a hangout vibe, and, you know, there were lots of kind of after. After hours drinking, is that what you're trying to say?
Shout out to Excalibur, because he organised the open mic nights and stuff.
Oh, yes.
And I think he gets, you know, people forget that.
No, you're right. You're right. We do forget that.
Because he was more organised than I was. He just asked me if he could do that, and I went, do what you like. You know, and that was it. And it was brilliant.
But you had the tunes.
And that's how I got involved. I used to go there with Bluefoot, DJ Bluefoot.
Yeah.
He was like the first producer I met, you know, like real hip hop producer I met from here, from UK.
Aww.
And, He used to work. He used to always come in.
Yeah,
he'd buy records here.
And bring trays
of food.
Used to
be like a He used to drive for like the, you know, the rich Arabs and whatever. Mm. So he used to like drive around, and then whenever he had time off, he'd go past Dillreel and buy records. And then sometimes I'd buck him up, and he'd be like, "Well, look, I got this, I got that." He's showing me the records he bought. And then there was a time when he couldn't make it, but he called me. He goes, "Stro, yeah, Dillreel are doing a." They're open mics, and I was like, yeah, all right, what time should I meet, where should I meet you, blah blah blah. He's going, no, I can't make it. I was like, whoa, this is like, you know,
because you're a bit shy, aren't you? So I didn't want to go down there.
Well, then I guess I was shy to like this world of hip hop that I didn't know, you know. I didn't really know there was a whole bunch of like a community of in UK hip hop. I knew there were groups here and there, but to go there and find out about the scene. And then I was like, man, I don't know, boy. And he goes, Stro, you really want to do this, though, don't you? You want to do this? I was like, yeah.
Aww.
He goes, yeah, go down there, man. Just go down there. And then, so I was still a pussy, though. I called up my friend. I was like, yeah, let me call Smooth Pig. This guy, a friend of mine called Smooth Pig. I was like, right, Smooth Pig, what are you saying? Come with me to this. And my friends weren't really into, like, hip-hop like the way I was. Mm. You know, not into the music world the way I was, but he said, yeah, yeah, I'll follow you up to West End. You know, like, follow me up to West End, fam. No, no matter how hard these dudes go on, there's always a, bro, follow me to West End. No, like, you need hold a friend to, yeah, hold my hand to West End. That was me. So we went, I hit the open mic once, and I think, I remember Excalibur was there, Harry was DJing, obviously Pete was there. And so I'd seen Pete and Destiny and a few others.
Yeah, yeah, oh, Destiny.
Yeah, from, you know, but I'd never really had a chance to, like, show what I could do until that point. And then it was like, the response was like, man, and so I used to go back every month, because I think it was monthly, innit, you used to do it, or yeah, bi-monthly, well, or something,
yeah,
like
that. Yeah, it was
that.
More than that, I think, but yeah. But there was always a mic available.
Yeah, so I just kept hitting the open mic and then meeting, you know, the people that I started meeting, and from there.
And then eventually that led to the debut release of Maestro.
Yeah,
the,
man.
Words and Out, Kiss That Ass Goodnight, 12-inch vinyl. Yeah. I remember the day
that's
that
how well
came
I did.
In.
I was so good that the owner of the spot was like, look, we want to start a record label.
Properly.
Called Deal Real Records.
But that was an easy choice.
First.
You know, that was an easy choice. For me, you know, Mice was always, you know, there was people there. There was good people. They were all good people, but
and that's
Mice
a,
was a step
that's
above,
a UK
you know,
classic
right.
record.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, yeah, yeah. That was a classic moment in time, and that is a classic record, like, yeah, definitely. It and it's like, so. It being, it, oh, it is, for sure it is. And, you know, the words out that featured Jargon and Skinny Man.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, I remember, like, that being performed at Kung Fu, the party me and Mice show used to do in Camden. Like, these are all such golden moments, but, you know, so much of all of this came together organically through that record shop community thing, you know, which that what you started at Deal Real eventually after having your other shops. It was all very organic, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah,
it wasn't anything that was contrived or
planned.
Like, this is so trendy right now, let's open a record shop. Record store, you know, and again, all the people who know each other and have worked together as a result, a testimony of that.
Well,
story,
through
isn't
there,
it?
MK went on to be Roots Maneuvers DJ, didn't he? Roots was always in there, and
now he's
Rodney
Dizzy
P
Rascals.
And Dizzy Rascals, I don't know.
So things grow. But I always remember, like, the first day meeting people like MCM in there. I remember the first day meeting Rodney P and Skits in there, and just being like, oh,
man,
where these are all people where it's like, I never knew.
I mean,
what
Matt,
they
it was
Mud like.
Family's second home, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, Mud
yeah,
Family.
Be in there all the time. And
man, Berry
Task
Crew.
Task Force and Berry Crew. Yeah. Yeah, everybody was in there.
Like, in terms of the UK foundation, man, that's like,
and then
solid.
Even taking it back further than that, it was like, you know, because then another person that I knew through Deal Real was Tony Monson, who
Tony is an older dude
who he's like really legendary in the kind of original pirate radio movement here. He's like an oracle of soul music kind of thing. But he used to like do the rounds, deliver stock to
for me, that
the
was
shops
phenomenal
to
be buying records off Tony Monson, who I'd been listening to at the age of 16 in my bedroom in Essex, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and then
so
he's
that was a
someone,
big thing for me, you know, not even hip hop.
And he's someone who's brilliant. Been part of the record store scene before, you know, predating like your Mr. Bongo's Deal Real and all of that too. So, you know, this is the authentic, organic lineage, you know, that we all kind of stemmed from in hip hop is and in Deal Real. But then Deal Real kind of closed sort of abruptly.
Well, it's like you're saying, the gentrification.
Yeah, it was lots of things, really. It was, you know, it was download time as well, wasn't it? You know, the year 2000, people weren't buying records.
Mm.
You know,
it was
struggling as much. Yeah, I mean, now you could probably do it again now, like those.
Well,
know,
yeah, how does that? What's that like to see that all of a sudden now it's almost like.
I've been
tempted
a couple of times. You know, I thought about it. You know, could I do it again? And you know, but. Man, that seems like a mountain to climb. You know,
it's,
what I mean,
it's a lot more expensive now to rent and all that in them sort of areas, isn't it?
You couldn't get into Soho now.
But it's interesting now, like the revival that we're seeing, like with vinyl, and even with like with record shops.
Yeah, yeah, record shops are opening again.
Yeah, because I think
vinyl.
That was that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and vinyl
opening,
sales
right?
are
yeah.
going
yeah.
up all
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I've heard that like vinyl selling more than
CDs and stuff. Yeah,
CDs.
CDs crap, but.
I've got a bunch though, so I don't listen to them, but yeah, I've got them.
But they're there.
But I'm trying to figure, like, what's it like seeing it all of disappear, like it's not cool anymore, then for, you know, years later, all of a sudden it's cool again. So, you know, like, because it's a younger generation that are buying as well, it's not just like the older heads that.
But it's all about vinyl. You've got to be able to sell vinyl to have a record shop. And, to me, it's the only format to have music. Well, if you're a collector, it's the only thing to have music. So it's good for me to see that. It's good to see, you know, it's come back round again because it's the best thing to have. If you're going to have music, have it on record.
People are looking at it as art now as well.
Yeah, it is. I've always looked at it like that.
Yeah,
you know,
the
sleeve is as much as the thing as the record itself. You know,
it's very true.
Yeah, it's all about it.
It's pretty amazing, man. And do you think? I mean, what about the anal side of it, where it's like it's got to be original press? Do you think that matters anymore?
I don't know. Probably to some, you know. And there's when it gets too anal, I get bored of that, man.
Yeah,
you know, it's a record. It's music, but. I like to have an original press if I can, you know, it's nice, you know.
Yeah. What is it about the original press thing, though?
Because, you see, like, if you're a collector, you know, there's certain records where maybe the original press and there were only 200 copies pressed or something. So then if that's gone on to be a record which is, then, you know, tens of thousands of people around the world want that record, you know, then it's like, then there's not enough to meet the demand. So then that's the kind of thing that can make a record go up in value, isn't it?
It's
about it being rare and limited. In the same way as, like, with a classic car from back in the day, if they only ever made 50 Aston... Yes, exactly. You know, then that's what drives the price. But... Peter, I know you're a real hip-hop head, you know, obviously running one of, like, the most, like, important record shops in the UK's history, in my opinion. But, you know, you're a real soul boy, too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a music man. I'm not, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I guess I like black music, and it's just all-encompassing. So, for me, hip-hop was part of what I like.
Yeah.
So I'm not really, I guess, what you'd say, just a complete hip-hop head.
No,
I'm a music head.
I know, and that's where we connected so much in the shop, because I always remember being in the shop and you'd been like, "How the hell do you know all these records?" When we were like listening to Marvin Gaye records and things like that. That was Marvin Gaye's
hours. You know, we'd get the soul out. You know, that was it was night, and that was, you know, to me, it's all part of the same thing, really. It's all music.
And I have to thank you so much because you introduced me to the Marvin Gaye "Hear My Dear" album. Which that's, and the other day it was Marvin Gaye's birthday. I was going to, he might have to get a special big up next week. Yeah, so, you know, I always think you're the other, like, fanatical person that I know who's prepared to listen to as much Marvin Gaye as I am. But, you know, I think it's just interesting to be someone who's into all of that sort of tunes, but then you can appreciate NWA.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Because they're brilliant. I mean, it's, you know, that the first album especially, the production, and, you know, when you heard, I mean, that was changing. That came along when you heard that was Jesus, what the hell is this, you know what I mean? It was different, it was sonically different, it was Dre, you know, it was a classic album in the sense of, and almost immediately you knew it was a classic album and you'd listen to it constantly for, you know, in the same way around that time there was De La Soul's first album, there was Public Enemy, there was a lot of stuff around that late 80s that came out.
And it was all sounding different, innit? It didn't all sound the same.
See, you heard Public Enemy, you knew it was Public Enemy. You hear NWA, there wasn't another NWA at the time. So now everybody's thugged out. I mean, that's what I got tired of, to be honest with you.
Everything sounded the same.
Thugged out, and, you know, there wasn't the variety out. And all that sort of thing, you know.
The creativity kind of disappeared, innit?
I think, well, it's business, innit? And record companies get involved, big record companies. And
that's the weird thing, man. Yeah. That's the weird thing about it all is that it stems from creativity, but then, like, all of a sudden the business side comes into it and it's like the level of creativity doesn't have to be up there in terms of, you know, mind-blowing, or it's just got to be enough for regular people to... Yeah, but what's it hit?
I don't know. Somebody knows.
Nowadays, it's just something that's catchy.
Half of these people just seem more like a brand than, you know, I mean, it's easy, especially being a Marvin Gaye fan, where you see there's artists who it's like they sacrifice themselves. And that's actually a quote from Marvin too. Like, an artist must sacrifice themselves for the people.
There's
people who are brands.
Yeah.
I
don't listen to enough music now, like new stuff, but it seems to me that's right across the board,
well.
You know, like jazz and soul. Nothing like that's coming out that seems to me that different or new. Or
I just think you have to dig deeper.
You probably
now,
do,
man.
But you shouldn't have to. You know, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, was, you know, on the radio in 1970 or whenever.
Exactly,
you know, you know what I mean?
It's
like, it's pop music.
That was pop music.
I guess
you haven't had an album like that in 2030. I mean, the Kamasi Washington album, to me at the moment, is the best thing I've heard in 10-15 years. But, you know, there's not much of it.
But
that's cool, because I'm just buying old records again.
And there's so much good old stuff to discover as well.
Unbelievable amounts. I can't believe how much stuff I've never heard.
Now, I'm wondering, Peter, you being an employer of record shop workers...
Yeah, don't tell the tax people.
All these slack... record shop.
You're right, man.
It's about statute of limitations.
Yeah. It's after 7 years. You're good, man.
So anyway, but Maestro, every week Maestro investigates some of the UK's burning issues, to help us like get to the bottom of all these things.
This is going to be really serious.
You know, I'm thinking like you being an employer of record shop workers, you must
DJs, man. DJs must have given you the funny excuses for, especially like hip hop DJs.
For not turning up.
Yeah, Mice has been asking the audience, like, what are the best excuses you've heard from, you've heard or given for missing work?
They didn't give me excuses. They just phoned up and said, I'm on my way. And then an hour later, they phoned again.
Honestly,
I'm still on my way.
Wow.
It was a late night.
They all had late nights the night before. I'm sure he didn't get home till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. He's not going to get there for 10 in the morning.
So he
just went with the job. But
yeah. So then we all stayed there until 11 p.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
so. Came with the territory.
Yeah.
I've seen.
You've had a few people hitting up the studio, though.
Yeah, we've had a crazy amount of excuses, man. Let me try and sift through a couple of these right now.
So yeah, these are the best excuses you've heard or given for missing work. What are they?
So Adam in Tooting. I once worked with a girl who generally said she had burned her hair with her straighteners and had to go to the hairdressers. She wasn't fired.
Oh my God, she had to go to the hairdressers.
Yeah, that's deep, isn't it? I've got to go to the hairdressers.
That's some front, man.
Yeah, it's like, bruh. She must have been hot. Like, the boss must have been like,
he was trying to shag her.
Oh shit, she's trying to get her hair done for me.
Oh my God.
Some men are stupid.
That she looks nice.
Oh shit, that's a really bad one. But Carly says, I called into work and said my cat unplugged my alarm. It was actually true. My boss laughed, so it was so all good.
We're actually like helping people out there. We're just going to help bring together this list of ultimate excuses.
Just Got says on Twitter, at Just Got UK, says, fell asleep on the train, now in Scotland. That's a good one.
Done and done.
Yeah, done. Like, and put the phone down,
yeah,
innit?
Drops the phone.
Phil in Stepney. Says Stepney. All right, yeah, my trousers once split on the way to work and I had to call in sick for the next 2 days as I was so traumatised. I also had to drink lager to deal with it.
I think I've used that.
Yeah,
exactly. Who was that, sorry?
That's Phil in Stepney.
Phil in Stepney.
That's why I gave you a bit of a Stepney accent because I know that how it goes down there. My cousin Dave.
Yeah? Stepney still sounding like that nowadays? I'm not sure.
I actually live in Stepney now.
It's really
everywhere's going to sound like that, man. That's hilarious. Big Terry. So Big Tell. Fucking hell, Big Tell. How's it going, mate? Hello. I once said I fell off a chair and hurt my face and couldn't come into work. My boss told me to pull myself together and get my ass into work. I said I will. He didn't say that.
Like, no, hurt my face. That's like so vague.
Yeah.
Hurt my face.
Fell off a chair and hurt my face. Like, which part of your face, bruh?
Yeah, we need more detail.
Yeah, if it's just
that.
The forehead bit, you know what I mean? You can still come into work.
Yeah, but keep your messages coming through to us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Coming up very soon, we are going to be hearing the one and only Raekwon, the chef of Wu-Tang Clan. Yes, we have an exclusive interview coming up from him. And we still have our special guest in the studio, Pete Real. So last week on the show, we had Cy Philly. He's got a brand new album out, so I thought I would let you hear some more of that too. So keep it locked to FUBAR. It's Sarah, Love and Mice.
Yep. Yo, listen, yo, you motherfuckers better
take it out.
It's Philly, Pete Cannon, yo. Gana. Side Philly, yo, I'm big in the game. Mr. Philly spitting the shit, you know I'm sick and insane. You better
take it out.
Yo, check, listen, hey, yo, it's the live grade. Never see me stepping in sideways, raise levels and bring it to the max like I'm by graves. Yo, rap Sinatra, how I'm doing it my way, causing more of a stink than that nigga from Friday. Yo, back banging with my cannon on deck, make moves like backgammon, now I'm back on the set. Blacker than jet, I'm attacking all these rappers and skets. Come to lacerate all these lyricists lacking respect. I spit hardcore, call me the veteran rap over tour, looking for something to get stomped in my Torah fours. Yo, ball dread, leaving them all
dead. I get them panicking when I pack an animite warhead. I wait like a bear with a sore head. I'm telling you no more dread. I'm showing you the score, the door, you better take it out. Yo, hot as a damn song. I'm an Apple Mac, pulling you and even a Samsung. Spit more magic than Shamsung. The grand one pack, rap, banging like I'm packing a handgun. I slam some, leave beats rattled and raised. Yo, I'm crazy, sipping a mixture of a bowl of an ace. I'm not fazed. Got spitters up in the graves when they see I've been in the game for a couple decades. I'm not ramping. Finish, come around with rankings. I'm a damn king. Even all these rappers are spanking. Yo, spit regardless, I'm the hardest with bars. Motherfucker, my shit shines like a varnished star. You better, yo, I'm that guy, that side. I'm back like what you see in a single magpie. Never know better than you seen me days. I grab the mic, start spitting, and I leave you amazed. You better, yo, sick of the smallpox. I'm black death, embarrassing these rappers with small cocks. Yo, nobody fucking with Philly, I'm from a better league. Better speed, Philly, I'm blessed, I'm from a better creed. Better read up on my caliber before you get a breed. Better heed, I'm cock chopping, I got the better weed. Best boss, might as well call me the next boss. If I was any hotter, I'd be dressed in asbestos. I get cross-fit set, ready to blow now. Niggas better prepare, cause I'm back in my zone now. Yo, it's the Philly come to scar you with bars. I'm like bombs going off when you start in your car. You better, yo, yo, Philly's a sick prey. Lyrical spit killer, never having a sick day. I spit spray, every day I'm wearing some sick J's. I get played, yo, it's just the way I was raised. You better, yo, yo, listen, I ain't started. This is hard bar, bitches, this ain't for the faint hearted. Yeah, yeah, Philly, beat cannon, cannon, yo. Phoenix Recordings, yeah. Keep banging, banging, yo.
That's Check It Out by Sy Philly, produced by the one and only Pete Cannon. You're locked into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, my Stiggy, and our guest in the studio is Pete Real.
Whoop, whoop.
Thank you so much for coming through, Pete. It's lovely to see you. Coming up very soon, we're going to be getting into our weekly open mic, this week featuring Rhyme Schemes.
Man, like Rhyme Schemes.
Man,
hear me?
Still.
Hear
and,
me.
Yeah, remember you can send your shouts out through to us at FUBAR, at hiphop@fubarradio.com. Shout out to Stephen Ealing, Sally Murrow, Wonder, Paul Blokey Man, all locked into the show. Chris hit us up on Twitter. He says, Bus has been saying it's due in 5 minutes for the last 10 minutes. Are you taking the piss? And so I think, yeah, that definitely deserves that.
Are you taking the piss?
Yeah, so you can hit us up for some of them. And Chris is also saying how much he is loving the Homeboy Sandman tune that we played last week. So I'm going to drop you some of that right about now.
Yo, I was riding my bike down the bike path going the wrong way. But who's to say what the wrong way is? Unless they're not minding their business. Along comes this chick, like you're going the wrong way, mister. In the break, she thought she was an authority figure. Even though she was a bitch, I still killed her with kindness. Like, thank you, miss. Despite the fact she sounded like this. I love my fans, but sometimes I can't understand when they tell me about their favorite jams. Like, yo, I'm waiting for another jam exactly like this one. Son, I don't make the same jam a record twice. I am way too nice. So please don't ever in your life come to me with suggestions. You'll get dismissed. On top of the fact, you'll sound like this. The other day, I got a call from the people at HuffPo that made me think they're dumb slow. They wanted to know what I thought about some rap beef. Between a dude that's mediocre and a dude that's okay, I was like, oh, you don't say. Didn't I just send you an entire article about the link between mass media and private prisons that I thought was really important, but you was like, no, it isn't. Next instant, you got the gumption to hit me up to try to talk about some gumption. You sound like this. This girl told me that she loved me. Yo, she saw me on the regular. But then I met another fly chick, and she was mad when I went to get with her. I had to tell her, yo, I love it when you visit me, but I don't understand why you wanna limit me. She told me, grow up, stop acting like a kid. I had to tell her, yo, that ain't what love is. You sound like this. people hit me up for verses and never mention a budget. They are the definition of bugging. I understand where you coming from. I know you wanna come up and ain't rich, but why you gotta sound like this? I met a rapper that sucks, who is way more famous than I am. Can you believe sucker tried to kick some knowledge to the boy's hand? Telling me that I was a brand, and I should think about rocking with a band. And it's a good thing I got on Instagram, and a bunch of other meaningless nonsense. Shut up, dick, you sound like this.
Pete Real in the studio. How are the sounds of new hip hop sounding to you?
That sound nice. That sound
Edan, though. You remember Edan, innit?
Is that Edan?
Yeah, well, it's Homeboy Sandman, produced by Edan.
Yeah, produced by Edan. But Homeboy Sandman, he's been out, what, the last sort of eight-ish years?
Yeah,
about
probably.
2005,
mm-hmm. 2006. Yeah. Oh, no, not as early as that, I think. Like, cause he,
I feel like I heard something from him then, but yeah.
No, it was probably, like the late noughties, like say 2008 or something.
Yeah, maybe it was around then, yeah, the Lightning Bolt and all that. But yeah, he's like one of the new guys that are still making soulful.
One of the new guys that's been around years.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So just catching you up there on
the last 10 years
of history, music history. No, because you're someone who's not necessarily been in the scene. But then what was it? Steve Ealing hit us up in the studio. What was he asking about, Mice?
Well, Stephen Ealing, I like this one, man. He was talking about rock and rap collabs. So earlier on, you know, we bigged up NWA for getting a hip-hop group got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How do you feel about that?
Good. If it's about time, you know what I mean? It's
they deserve it.
I don't know whether... Yeah, of course. Are they the fifth?
They're the fifth hip-hop act ever to be inducted.
Well, there should be more than that.
You think so?
Well, if you're going to do it properly, you know.
So Rock and Roll...
I don't know whether it should be called the Rock... I mean, I don't know. It's hard, isn't it? Because they probably got inducted because of the film. When was the last time NWA had
that? That's kind of a thing. That's what I wanted to say.
That's what makes it kind of bait.
When was the last time they had
that? Hey, by the way, because it's almost like they're using the fact that they've blown up again, kind of, you know.
Blatant.
They're using notoriety to like go, hey, don't forget the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame still runs this shit, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, play your position.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what advantage it is to them or any group to get in it, but if it is, then there should be more hip-hop in it.
I guess so. I mean, so Stephen Ealing, he's mentioned about, he asked, what did you think of the Judgment Night soundtrack from 1993?
So I don't remember the soundtrack.
Yeah, me neither, but...
I was like, you don't know nothing
about white music.
It's interesting.
Didn't even know who Steve Miller was.
This is half white. Yeah, this is like half white music. So.
Time keeps on slipping. EPMD.
Is it?
Oh, you see, he has to bring up another reference for us.
I thought
he
was
talking about.
Yeah.
You know, that guy's solvable.
I thought he was like some, crooner or something.
Nah, well, he's kind of a rock.
You're not thinking of
him. He used to sing about Wade and Blair. No? Oh, shit.
I don't know, but
no, that's
Jim Reeves.
That's your mum's record collection.
Probably.
I want to hear
your
more
mom,
of that record.
So anyway, he's mentioned. So these are some interesting collabs: Teenage Fan Club and De La Soul.
I hardly remember Teenage Fan Club.
All right, you remember
the name's familiar.
Slayer.
They're Scottish. Oh, they're Scottish.
They're Scottish.
Guam Boys collaborated with De La.
It wasn't good to this album.
Not the other way around.
No, it wasn't good.
No, go on, Dela, collaborate with some Scottish boys. No. Nah? Slayer
okay,
and
so
Ice-T.
Okay, so wait, Peter's going to give his verdict on each song. Okay, so
no,
that's
fine. They're
not
all
as
the
good.
Same.
Okay,
no,
so
they did, they did
the
Slayer.
Same.
They did hip-hop tracks, but they did, like, they're well-known tracks, but they did a rock group playing doing it in a rock style-y.
Oh, so these aren't even
like
the...
So it's like a De La Soul redid the track. I can't remember what the De La Soul track was.
So these are all rock tunes.
No, they're hip-hop tunes, if I remember rightly.
Oh, and then the rock groups
and
redid
they did
them.
It. You know, like Bring the Noise. I think it's Bring the Noise when Public Enemy did it with
Bone
Tracks.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Oh, so this is like kind of... This is like before Hip House was doing that. These lot were doing that.
Just... But
these are doing hip rock or whatever.
Hip rock, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hip rock.
Well, Stephen Ealing.
Like hip replacement.
Yeah, Stephen Ealing, you may have messed up by sending in this mail.
No, some people thought it was good.
You might have
I'm liking Peter's breakdown.
You might have ruined his gangster rap image, though. That's all I'm saying. Nah, so he says Slayer and Ice-T. Was that a good one?
I can't remember. I listened to it once, I think. There wasn't part two, put it this way. There weren't part two, was there?
Just one listen was enough.
This one's hilarious. Faith No More and Booyah Tribe.
Oh yeah, Killer. That was Killer, that one.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
Sonic
I
Youth.
Love you, I tried that.
I don't know if the listeners are detecting beat sarcasm.
Yeah, because I'm not even detecting it.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
I'm in my investigation mode.
Yeah,
I got my
one?
Magnifying glass out and everything.
You still could have done it.
For real. Sonic Youth and Cypress Hill. Pearl Jam and Cypress Hill.
See, Cypress Hill, they're almost like a rock. They're quite rock and roll,
they're
really.
They're quite rocky anyway. They fitted into that better than some of the others, I think.
Cypress Hill, their career's pretty incredible when you think about it. Like, they're still kind of they're still like, kidding it.
Are they in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Nah, nah.
They haven't done 25 years yet, maybe?
No,
do you have to do 25 years to get out?
Yeah.
Didn't
know that. Got to do 25 Bird, mate, and then you might get in there. Fucking hell, mate, I'll tell you. This one's interesting, though. Dinosaur Jr. and Del the Funky Homo Sapien. I did not know he was around in 93.
Yeah, his first album came out in about 92, 91, wasn't it?
Who, Dinosaur Jr. are you talking about?
No, Del.
Do you know who Dinosaur Jr. is?
I remember the name.
Tell me
still,
all about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, collab, still.
Listen to that record.
Yeah, but, no, because Del the Funky Homo Sapien record came out when I was still with Rob Corrigan. So that must be 91, 92. Yeah, I remember that.
I didn't know he was around that.
You didn't realise he was that old?
Yeah, he's Ice Cube's cousin, isn't he?
Yeah.
They were. I remember being a bit heartbroken because my favourite album, hip hop album, is America's Most Wanted, and one of the tunes on there was Gangster's Fairy Tale, and I heard that Del kind of wrote majority of that or something.
Oh, poor Steve and Ealing, though. He's like, there were some absolute tunes on this album.
Nah, he's right, though. I'm sure if we listened to them at the time as well and around, in the same position he was back then when he heard them, we'd probably appreciate the same way. So big up to you, Steve and Ealing, for schooling us.
Yes, it's all about good music. We don't care where it comes from, what the genre is, It's just whether it's good or not.
As long as Gene Simmons has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, then we're accepting it.
Yeah, let's keep it real there.
Yes. You're tuned into Foo Bar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, Mice Diggy. We have the one and only Pete Real, the founder of the only and original Deal Real Records. This coming Saturday is a record store day, so we thought it's only correct that we have a true pioneer to represent. And coming up right after this, we're going to be getting into that exclusive interview with Raekwon, the chef of Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, we're going to hear Raekwon, the chef, on this one.
Kane and Sylvester Incorporated.
Everyone was doing ecstasy. They were putting the pills up their arse.
Yeah.
Why can't you just put it in your ear then?
Put it up and put it in your ear.
Natalie's actually nuts,
She's Nang.
I just
got that image that Nat goes to some goes to some party and someone crushes up a pill and gives her.
I know what to do. She slams her head down on the table, gets up and just walks off like that happens.
I'm crying.
Okay, good to know.
Don't put it in your ear, Nat.
Don't put stuff in my ear.
Incorporated
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Just for you, Mice.
Yo, check it out, y'all. All the way from Shaolin, you know what it is. Raekwon the Chef, Maxim with the good honey, DJ Sarah Love. Hold it down. You know what it is, bro. We got your back.
That's got to be on your answer machine. That'd be on my answer machine. That's my name, wasn't it?
That's fucking hilarious, man. Raekwon was trying to sound sexy, boy. I bet he was side-eyeing you, giving you the sexy side-eye. Yeah, with the super sexy, what I'm saying, put butter on it, to put sprinkles
ice
on
cream.
There. Yeah. Bonbons and all that good stuff.
Bonbons.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know.
Wow.
But yes, Raekwon of Wu-Tang Clan. You must be a Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, of course, man. That was it.
Yeah. So he was
had,
in.
I swear you had Deck, Inspector Deck in the shop one time.
Jizza.
Oh, it was Jizza, that was it. Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, he came in with someone, though, didn't he?
I can't even remember, but we're running out of time to play the interview with the one and only Raekwon of Wu-Tang. You can't even get his name right.
Raekwon
of
Wu-Tang.
That's the remix. But he was in London last week performing at Coco's in Camden. It was he literally flew in that day, flew out 12 hours later. And I caught up with him after the show, it was a packed house at Coco's. And it was just amazing to see that many people turn out for just some raw hip-hop business, and I caught up with him after the show where I walked into the room. He was chilling with Will.i.am, which kind of took me by surprise. I didn't really necessarily connect those two. I was like, okay, it's White Clash, Baby Child, and Raekwon. But yeah, so they were chilling together. But then we got on with a bit of an interview, and I asked him first of all about this brand new project that's happening. He's making a documentary, but here it is. I'll let him give you all the information. This is Raekwon of Wu-Tang Clan in London.
I'm finishing up my documentary for the 20th anniversary of the album that I made in 1995-96 called The Purple Tape, only built for Cuban Links. So we're doing a documentary that's going to be more of a in-depth story of how that tape was made and the influentialness that it gave to the world. And I got a lot of great people on it, you know what I mean, from celebrities to basketball players to athletes to, you know, people in the business that really grew from it and created something that was so beautiful. Like, I just wanted to have everybody attached to it outside of Wu-Tang Clan, of course, the members that helped me make it. And it's just an in-depth story about how the album was made and the ins and outs and all of that of it. But that album was one of the most influential albums in the 90s, so I had to do it. And you know, we celebrating it right now, 20 years later. I'm talking about throughout the world, everybody still talks about how it, you know, it helped them be who they are today. It helped them identify with the culture more. And, you know, especially coming from the streets, you know, to the suburbs, it has done so much for people. So I felt that it was only right to do this, though.
Well, that's the interesting thing, too. Wu is originally from the streets, yeah. But This worldwide appeal that Wu-Tang has had, and a record like Cuban Links too. The other day I was talking about how Stevie Wonder, he's at the moment touring the Songs in the Key of Life album, and it's a trip to think he's touring a record that came out 40 years ago. Like, how many records of the last 10 years do you think people are going to still be able to tour in the next 40 years? Do you know what I'm saying? But I think Cuban Links is one of those albums. It's got like an aura about it, man. The special energy was captured there. Do you reckon?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's why, you know, I had to say to myself, you know, let me do it. Let me make it. You know, I didn't want to go to no companies and, you know, try to get them to tell me what I need to do to make something that I made back in the days be what I needed to be. So I kind of took time and invested my own money, and you know, my team, we got together and decided we'll do it ourselves. And, you know, I think when you realize the power that you have as an artist and the strength that you created, I think it's important when you do documentaries to really be hands-on with it. So I wanted to be able to do it in that way.
Are you directing it?
Absolutely. It's going to be dope. Like I said, you know, we 2.5 years in the making. You know, one thing about me, I never like to rush good food. When you're making it, you take your time, you put your foot in it, and you make sure it tastes the way it's supposed to. So,
speaking of good food, of course, you're known as Raekwon the Chef. Yeah. Chef. So I've always wondered, can you get down in the kitchen?
Oh, I mean, you know, I could hook up something, you know, I could make a salmon. I'm not a super chef, but I could get the job done, you know. I think food is all about seasoning and, you know, smelling good. You know, I grew up like that. Like, we smell our food, but no, I think I could do something right, though.
I believe you. But what's your favorite kind of cuisine then?
Oh, automatically, I'm a soul food baby, you know. I grew up on collard greens and roast, you know, pot roast and, you know.
Food cooked with love.
Food cooked with love, for real.
How old are you when you were making Cuban Links?
Oh, I was 25.
A baby!
25, 26.
And then what about with 36 Chambers? And how old were you when you were making that?
22 years old.
Proper baby.
Super baby right there.
But don't you think that's nuts? Like, something that just you and your posse, your friends, just having fun, has gone on to have this crazy legacy. How many times have you seen someone with a Wu-Tang tattoo?
I love it. You know what I mean? That's what give us the spirit to keep moving on, you know, because I never seen that in my generation of, you know, back in the 80s, you know, coming up. And, you know, I loved the music back then, but I never would put it on my body. But so for me to see people do that, it's like, these are my family. Like I care for them like I care for my own. you know, and that's what keep the spirit of us keep going forward. It's like, yo, we ain't putting it down. Did you just see that back there? You know, you see somebody with it on their leg, a picture of your brother, or, you know, it's remarkable, and I honor that. I treasure that.
It is amazing, because I was going to ask you, what has been the secret of Wu-Tang's success? Because there's not many groups that last, right. Do you know what I mean? And it's not only that, there's a whole bunch of you. So right. It's difficult often to keep that politics and just the balance right in a group. You're saying there that the fans is a lot of motivation, but how is it that Wu have stood the test of time as a group?
Because we represent real hip-hop. We represent real music. And we come from not only just hip-hop, but just music in general. See how you said Stevie Wonder earlier? You know, these artists, you know, they are our forefathers. And if they could still be here today and doing what they do, we could be here the same way, you know? And I guess that comes from the energy that you get from your fans. You know, you get that and, you know, they invite you out. You go to places and... You know, they still calling us, you know what I mean? Right. You see, we out here in London, you know, they calling me, so I'm coming, you know what I mean? So it's a good feeling.
And you know the one that always makes me smile when I see people have called their kids Raekwon?
Oh, my God. You know, that's one of the most astonishing feelings in the world, is to be able to have people who... nickname they, you know, give their kids my name that I made
on the birth certificate
from the block. Yeah, I mean, that's dope though. That's a great feeling, you know.
I haven't met many people who called their kids Ghostface though, but yeah. You know, as a Wu-Tang fan, there's one conversation that since Wu dropped that fans have always had. Yeah, but who's your favorite member of Wu-Tang? Who's your favorite member of Wu-Tang?
Besides myself.
Yeah, you can't pick your...
I can't... You know what? I love them all, man, because...
No. Don't give me the diplomatic answer.
Right. So look, if I'm going to keep it 100, they all fluctuate through the years with me. I might be into him right now. I might be into him, but it's hard. It's hard to really say that because we all one. We always look at ourselves as we as one. If I was to really say it to you, it would probably be... ODB, because he was the most outspoken, you know. He had more, he sold more records than all of us, you know, and he was basically one of the founders, so I would definitely say ODB.
Yeah, he
that's
was
real hip-hop right there. That's super real hip-hop
and a raw special talent, unique super like raw. voice. And that's another thing that I think, you know, more credit needs to be given to you, to be this group where you were all so distinctive. Yeah. It's like nowadays that's not really something that you come across, even just from artist to artist, let alone within one group, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know we might be the only group that really had that much individual success in one group. You know, you got a lot of guys who create their crews, and you know they follow that same Wu-Tang legacy, and but nobody could really do it at that level the way we did it, from, you know, each artist going platinum and gold, and you know I don't care who's out there, any group, you ain't got them, they ain't all, especially at that amount of people, you know, go platinum and gold and all of that at the time and become, you know, inspirational. But it's a blessing, man, you know. Like I said, you know, you got a lot of favorite, you know, solo artists, but then you got a lot of, you know, you only got one really super favorite group of hip-hop, and that's us by a landslide. You never get another Wu. I'm telling the world this right now. You might try. You might think you got four members or three, but you never get that W.
Who is the most influential MC on you?
It's a lot, you know. It's hard to really say one because, you know, I come from, you know, the Run DMCs, the Slick Ricks, the Canes, and, you know, they paid the way for us. So if I was to pick somebody, it would definitely be from that time because, you know, these are the guys who influenced us to be here today. But it's hard to say one. Like, you would have to hit me. You have to give me a top 25 list.
Chuck D?
Oh, that's definitely one. That's, now you're calling them out. See, now you're doing my job for me. But it's too many, though. You know, like I said, when I see these dudes, you know, that's still alive and well doing their thing, the first thing I say to them before I say, well, after I say peace is thank you. You know what I mean? Because, you know, without them, I don't know where I would be right now, you know?
I know. It's such
a... Rolling Stones for real. So, you know, that's why I said it's hard to really name one.
No, it's such a beautiful thing that I just don't think gets enough props, the contribution that hip-hop has made to the 20th century and the shape of music today, you know and...
You know why? It's because a lot of times, a lot of people that didn't come from them times, you can't fault somebody who don't know. You can only fault them if they do know. Right? Right, fellas? That's a real jewel right there. You can't fault somebody who don't know. Fault them when they do know. A lot of these kids, they haven't been there. So it's up to us, you know, the officials in the game, such as yourself, that, you know, really tracked their music for the last 20-something years or even farther than it. You know, how old is hip-hop right now? Hip-hop is probably like 40 almost 40 years, something like that. So, you know, it's just all about us keeping them in the loop, you know, and I think that that's how they're going to remember. They know, but like I said, you know, it's the people that was there that got to give them a little bit more. And shows like this shows and proves to them that, you know, check it out.
We lost one of our soldiers, Five passed away, you know, and to me it was heartbreaking because, and I felt the same when I heard about Sean Price passing last year too. And some people were saying, you know, I'm not sure Sean Price really understood how much he was loved, you know, and it's, I want to see our soldiers recognized while they can be here to take that shine. What is it that we can do actively, whether that's talking to fans, DJs, artists, like what is it that people should be doing to make sure that this legacy is being put up there in the same way as how rock music, you know, they get respected?
I think, you know, just continuing to do festivals and shows and, you know, always have them attached to it some kind of way. You know what I mean? I think that's what's going to really keep the legacy alive. You see, like, when you look at the awards, the Grammy Awards or whatever, you know, they might have a Stevie Wonder performance or somebody, you know. It's all about just keeping them attached. I don't care. You know, even if people may not accept it or respect it, we respect it. So we're going to make them respect it by having that attachment to it. So I say, yo, just keeping them there, you know. I like to, be honest with you, I like to see the legends come out and perform, you know what I mean? I've been to a couple of shows and, you know, believe it or not, this is some of the best performances ever done was from the OGs. Like we talking about earlier how, you know, some of these, you know, kids that get up there, they lip singing, they, you know, they don't got no personality up there. They just up there, boom, 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 boom. And, you know, you need to sometimes take them down memory lane and show them a real deal show and what it is to be legend. But, you know, it's just going to take us to be a little bit more unified and make it happen.
Yeah, get a proper school in. This ain't no success overnight type story, is it? But thank you so much for talking to me today. It's been so nice to see you again. And the show was fire too. But when is the documentary coming out?
We're looking at the end of the year. You know, hopefully, you know, I'll be able to present it to the world, though. If not, though, I'll keep y'all in tune through the social networks and we'll figure it out, though. Thank you, though, Sarah. Thank you for the love. And, you know, your name is Sarah Love, so you know what it is. Just keep doing your job and we here for you. You know what it is.
Boom, but this shit, you know what I'm saying? But Doc, get this guy cream on top. Just grab that color, like, but you got a different, like, a small little thing, like,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Check it, yo. Stand on the block, bebop, gun cock, avalanche rock, get paid off, mass murderous services, chef, break them, box the alley cats, bake them, 4-9 made them, drop grenades and take them, quick, fast, we reflect like the sky be blue, true, Wu-Tang, saga continue, rap Maya Lansky, crash your fantasy, getting high, fella, stand by, here's the plan, see, sit back, collecting, texting, checking, flowing slow in the Montero, flexing, beats break heavenly, word to INS, bless me, throw me like 3 bags of sets, for real, from the killer hill locked and caged in with small representatives be acting like paid men. Strive for wives, not lies and lies. Max selling, enjoy the eyes. What treasures, reservations are ice. The rich new man possess the power to hold G's, guns, and grams. Baker, pull off a keystone paper. Point out the battle, bitch in the crowd.
Proceed with caution as you enter the symphony. Degrees of punishment increase intensely. Syndrome was caused by the deadly drums, but the battle was won by swords being swung. Slicing with a vocal from the international vocalist. Your style is too local to fuck with this. Offensive antagonist, no assistance. Moving motionless, mysterious swiftness. Thoughts roll down the shaft of the brain. Mental gives the signal to the physical. Whirlwind kicks and hits from every angle. Violent temperaments, the continents dented. Poison vintage, wine rhymes I invented. Drunk by the drunk then punches that punches the heart. Vital sparks from the artery spark. Chain snatching, gun flashing, niggas in the hoods bubbling goods. Analyze stocks, who be buying lion heads and clocks to all my house bitches. Starts to be home soon, I'm on tour chill, catch you 96 in June. But until then, my 10-man team be safe. Shoot on the whips in 7 months, we can all get laced. Take a boat cruise, sip daiquiris and max swimming pools. Buy jewels, Wally shoes, blow stacks, relax kids. Black kids, got a craving for cribs until we get back. I'm packed, leave the map with your wish. But whatever, I gotta hit other sides of the earth. Spread rumors, rulers, civilizations cursed. But luckily I'm born to be wild and all be out. Move crowds, collect 20,000 and then be out. Heavy convoys, my crew keep pretty boys paranoid. Go like a steroid, pet down then Aykroyd. My seeds, throwing his seeds, marry his seeds. That's how we keep Wu-Tang money all up in the family.
There must have been a lot of chemical flow going on in that.
Chemistry.
Was that in the... Oh, chemistry, that's what you call it. Going on in that... was it in the hotel room?
No, it was not in the hotel
room. I don't know, it just sounded like it was in the hotel room. He was lying down with, you know, one hand, you know, like a Michael Jackson album cover. Yeah, just lying there talking. Sarah's just like, yeah, so... Yeah, baby. So, you know, it's all good. Wiping a bit of dribble. Sarah wipes a bit of dribble.
Playing his melody. Marvin Gaye in the background. Yeah.
Nah, that was sick, man. That must have been crazy.
Bastard.
He sounded really like horny. Nah, joke.
I was waiting to see what you were gonna say. You naughty bugger. But yes, that was Raekwon and Wu-Tang. That was after his show backstage at Coco in Camden.
Yeah,
there was.
If you say so.
Got to send a shout out to Supreme and Will I Am, who is also in the place
in the background, just like, oh yeah, yeah. Filming it.
Oh, I'm never shit. Allowing you two in the same studio again with me with a microphone. But that's that last track, I love that tune, Glaciers of Ice. See, I thought it was easy to play, you know, Criminology or Incarcerated Scarface or Ice Cream or something, but I was like, no, yeah. Let's go for a curveball off of that album. But that's some of my favourite singing ever on a hip hop record. Yeah, just
yeah,
that one.
Yeah,
you need to warm up to those
yeah,
those notes.
Vibrato, right, boy.
Yeah, no, but it was very cool. I've met Ray a couple times before then, but yeah, the first time I really got to hear
third
about
date.
The yeah, that was the third
it's
day.
It sounded like it. Right?
So, do you want to hear the drop again? Is that what
yeah,
you're
might as well. Fucking hell, Jesus, man, just to remind us. What kind
the
of
levels.
Nastiness is going on in that
the ice
backstage.
Cream.
But anyway.
Anyway, shouts out to Storms locked into the show. Rezwan, Sivan, all tuned in. Thank you so much. If you missed anything from today's show, you can listen again at FUBARradio.com/hiphop is the place to go. And very soon we are going to be getting into our open mic this week, which is featuring the very talented Rhyme Schemes. How are you doing, Rhyme Schemes?
Yeah, I'm all good. Thank you for having me.
It's very nice to have you here. Welcome, welcome. And I think we're going to... I mean, you're going to be blessing us with some lyrical madness.
Yes, yes.
So where do you come from originally?
I'm from Oxford, representing Oxford. Big up to the Ox crew.
Yeah.
So,
how's the hip-hop scene out there in Oxford?
Hip-hop scene's buzzing in Oxford, to be honest. It is buzzing. There's a lot of artists. Big up to Three Faces of Death. Big up to Dr. Herbs. Big up to all the crew, Inner Peace Records. Everyone doing their thing.
Yeah, it's quite... Yeah. There's a lot going on, man.
Like, recently, in just Oxford, I've supported Method Man and Redman. I've supported The Game, Dead Prez, The Far Side, just in Oxford.
Serious?
KRS-One, just in Oxford.
What was the game like? Did you meet him?
I didn't meet him, no.
You didn't really want to meet him.
We weren't even allowed backstage when he was there, man. We all had
Is
to
it?
Play Kate, yeah, yeah.
What, because he was scared?
Yeah, must have.
Yo, man, I'll be hearing about these Oxford motherfuckers.
That's it. Compton's nothing compared to Oxford. But he had a live band, in all fairness to him, so he didn't want to clear it. Method Man and Redman, though, they met the whole crew. They come and let everyone take pictures and everything.
Ah, sick.
Big respect to them, yeah. Yeah,
so. But I guess maybe because Oxford's quite a big student town, so then it's like people want to party in it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's full of
students. Yeah.
Oh right.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Students. Yeah.
Full of students.
Oh, that's what you call them nowadays.
But big up the students, though, because everyone needs the students. We need the students to keep it coming, and that it's a fan base still. So big up all the Oxford students.
And how long have you been involved in hip hop then?
10 years.
Yeah.
Maybe 11, actually. I'm getting older, and I thought maybe 11 years. Yeah.
What was your beginning? Like, how did you first get introduced?
I started writing bars at about 16 when I left school, and didn't really take it seriously till I was about 24. So about 4 years ago. I'm 28 now. So yeah, for the last 4 years, I've been doing it seriously, like trying to actually push it. But I've been writing lyrics for about 10 years.
And any records out or anything officially?
You can check on YouTube. Just look up Rhyme Schemes. The actual album is coming out at the end of this year.
You spell it differently, innit, Schemes?
Yes, yeah, rhyme.
Hip hop spelling.
Hip hop spelling. Yeah. S K E E M Z. So rhyme, then S K E E M Z. But it's all on Facebook, SoundCloud, Twitter, YouTube. Hold tight, Sam Delahaye. Look at Delahaye TV if you want to check
out. Yeah, shout out Delahaye TV in the house. We've got some celebrities.
And Uncle Bungles in the house as well, my DJ.
You know when people are celebrities when they walk up and down on their phone like that? Look what he's doing.
That's important. He already filmed the video outside here before we even come here.
Yeah, that's some important shit. This is some shit you got to start doing now,
Pete.
In this world now, you have to walk up and down on your phone.
Pace up and down.
No matter where you are.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. You look like you're up to shit.
We're just keeping you in the loop.
Big
up on the Nokia,
yourself,
I'm the same, man. In fact, it broke. I haven't even got a phone at the minute at all. But I'm usually an old
Nokia.
Because
your 8810 broke.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you break an 8810?
I didn't actually break. I lost it, actually, to tell the truth.
Yeah, because them shits
don't break, mate.
You can build houses.
They don't break.
Them shits are built out, like, people build their house foundation out of them Nokia 8210. You know what I mean? So that's a good look, boy.
Yes, man. Yes, but first, let's play a tune, then we're going to get into some open mic styles with our guest this week, Rhyme Schemes. Peter, are you going to be blessing the mic as well?
Yeah, I'll do the chorus.
You're holding down the hook. It's FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy. Here's something fresh for you from Jest and Lee Scott. Open mic coming up.
Underdressed like Hunter S at his blunted vest. My hardest decision in life is skunk or cess. I get down like James Brown, the funky press. Reading my own reviews, screaming fuck the press. Getting drunk and depressed, I need something fresh. Before this last star results in a sudden death, I'm feeling like a shrunken head in a pickle jar. Groucho Marx, glasses, mustache, big cigar. That's the story so far, I just skipped a part. My lady friend sneaked my beer into the cinema, but that's a common bar from a rap snob. You're a fat slob who should have been a hand job. I'm a gypsy, Hendrix had a band off and brought the Kalashnikov to the Mexican standoff. Smoking the medicine with Gandalf, celebrating up north and representing down south.
That's enough, Pommy. As the vibe, Johnny. Like a mad cocky, I'm in Barry Grant's posse. When I'm with him last minute, jammy twice volley. Black Bobbies with 1,000 Gary Yabs on me. Uchi Wally, you be sorry, got the funk like Maury. When I think about it, that rhymes with something probably.
looking like a young Axl Rose. I don't do nothing, I just sit back and pose. I'm stingy when it comes to giving shit. And no Chomsky of idiots. The stupid vision of Einstein. Or 3.141 blah blah 5.9 of the pie's mine. Don't understand that line fine, neither do I. I greet you with bye high when I leave on a slide. The bunker noob taxi. You can't read me on writing like Luca Brasi. That's why I might seem dazed. Acid rain stains, hear me white bass. But I walk around town like it's sound. I might be living in hell, but I'm nice enough to invite you round.
The boy got bars, he really sell the bars. Getting down with your marge to some elder barge. Or maybe your aunt, I can't tell them apart. Flash shit, I'll put the tail feather in the dark. Dressing like a 9-5 era ever lost. And to think they said this rap shit would never last. Why everybody wanna rap hella fast? I'm in the bath with a copy of the Telegraph. Hot body in the lobby, tell them send the ass. I study Frank T.J. Mackey seminars. And art house flicks in bourgeois cinemas. On the flip, Slick Rick sitting in my car. I'm a king like Kublai Khan. Pulled the strap back, didn't make the gat clap, I pinged the bra. So pin that on your corkboard and do the math like the teacher with the chalkboard. The drifter's back under the boardwalk, steady getting internet paper the way I talk.
SW#G. Just let the crazy round IV. My shit is shit, shit's on your best song. Read between the lines, it says fuck you, spelt wrong. But wrong's the new right. I wear me sunnies in the night, cause the moonlight's too bright. Hush, I make your mother F and mother blush. Forget the lean, I sip a Sprite for the sugar rush. And then it hit me like a blunt of kush. Or a sucker punch to the grid, you can't fuck with the kid. I can't believe he just done what he did when he done it. Dumb shit.
And okay. Sweat, sweat. Infinite sweat. There's so much sweat.
So that's the brand new single from producer Moriarty's album Bugsville. It's out now. And remember, this Saturday, I think, is this the third Saturday of April? I think that's correct. Sorry. That it is International Record Store Day. And Jess is going to be releasing a 7-inch single for that, Reel It In, featuring Lee Scott as well. That's and Strange, you were on that too. And so, yes. Peep out for that this weekend. It's FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy. We got the man like Pete.
Myself, Pete Real.
Yeah.
And we're also joined by this week's Ill Spitter.
Yes, that means rapper in nowadays terms. Yeah. Yes, Ryan Steve's yes. In the building.
For the country folk who aren't too sure of the street talk. No, Mice has been asking
I'm still trying to find out more about it, you know, just in case I do decide to get a day job and do something with my life that really meaning something.
But then you're not really feeling it.
But then I don't feel like going in. Yeah. I'm trying to get the best excuses I can, do you know what I mean? So what's the best excuse you've ever used to get a day off work?
Someone from work's probably listening, so I shouldn't really say.
All right, the best excuses you've ever heard.
Yeah, well, yeah.
See, this is how I was helping people out, just in case they're...
Again, I've never heard nothing too good. I'm asthmatic, man, so I usually put it down to something to do in my chest.
You're like,
so,
oh, yeah, asthma.
Yeah,
I've got asthma, bruv. I nearly died this morning. Why? Yeah. Asthma. Yeah, so...
A word.
I was trying to use that excuse for slavery, but it didn't really work.
Really? You were like, not American. I'll make it today.
Yeah, I'd be like, right, for 400 years we've been trying to do this.
I did say once I got stuck in Birmingham and missed my train, which was a bit of a white lie. So missing your train's not a bad one.
Yeah, you could get, I mean, you could do, hey, you could get away with the miss my train one because everyone's been through that at some point. So,
but you know.
Know
that's like you're going to jinx yourself with these things. Hey. Like you say that and then you know like the next 10 times you're trying to catch the train and you're desperate to like get on that train. It's going to backfire.
I've got some more here that people that have hit me up. So Encyclopedia, I think I'm saying that right. Encyclopedia says...
Can't just be called Dave.
I once... Well, nah, it's she, so you might not appreciate...
Davina, I don't know.
Yeah, Davina.
Davina.
So she says... So I'll do it in a Dave voice. So she says... what does she say? She says, I once asked my friend to call for me because I was too late. I was too spang-dangled. Whatever that means. Before I could stop him, he told me he was my boyfriend. Or he told him he was my boyfriend and I had a miscarriage. So deep.
So deep.
The thing is, she had to maintain the lie once she went back to work.
Oh,
she still feels
God.
Awful for
so
that.
So it's like years later.
Yeah, but she says she's a boss now, so she can appreciate the excuses when they come in.
Oh, really? Yeah, she's like waiting to hear a better excuse. Yeah, she's a boss. See, that's how you make
that's
it to
harsh
the top.
Though, man.
This is how people like David Cameron have made it to the top, isn't it?
By just having saying those good they had a miscarriage. Yeah,
lies.
I can see that. But she was saying that, you know, because... people would, you know, always kind of mention it to her whenever they see her at work. She'd start crying, but not because
God.
Of the. She's not trying to cry to create to keep the lie going. She was crying because she felt so bad.
Oh, really? Oh, wow!
So
hey,
it kind of works.
Tricks on
yeah,
her.
Yeah, but that kind of works in your favor if you're gonna cry and people look. In the end, they'll be like, "Look, don't talk to her about it."
Yeah,
she
don't mention
crying.
The war.
Yeah, I got out of it. Yeah. Neil Warrington, he says, "All my socks are still wet."
So I can't make it in.
I think that's a brilliant thing. Come on, man. No one wants to walk around with wet socks, man.
And no one wants to be wearing shoes with no socks either.
Yeah.
Like, that's illegal too. So,
yeah,
really,
you fuck
fair
up
enough.
Your
stay
shit.
At
Look,
home. Stay at home.
Trust the sneakerheads to be talking about that. Like,
fair enough.
Lee Wipe the Needle Gomez. I think that's how you say his middle name. Wipe the Needle.
Nice.
Otherwise, it would be Whip the Needle. But I don't know if you want to be doing that in your spare time or letting people know about it on social media. He says, I've just killed 16 people, but they were all sinners, so it's okay.
They're like, yeah, stay at home. Don't come back here anytime. We don't need you here again.
Mac Nirlender or something like that. I don't even know if I got that right, but he said, I once temped at a well-known emergency breakdown company not too far from the M6. So I took a call from a woman who couldn't come to work because of a severe anal spasm.
Exciting.
Shitty times. So Hoika says there was a shooting in front of my yard. That's a proper roadman excuse for it. Gunman versus police. Couldn't come out.
Was that the exact language?
Yeah, probably it must have been, man. How else are you gonna tell your
my
boss?
My yard, innit?
Yeah, I couldn't come out of my yard, fam. Gunman versus police, innit? Couldn't come out.
Still.
Sally Morrow. Avid listener, shout out to Sari. She says, in A&E, because her false nail got caught when she was dressing and has ripped a real nail off and it's bleeding.
Oh,
like, you ripped
her. That sounds grimy.
Yeah, so
you can tell that's true because then next time they go and they're going to need some kind of evidence of injury, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand the whole point of false nails, to be honest, because if you got
they
real
ones.
They
mash your nails up as well.
It's like wigs, isn't it? Wigs mash your hair up.
Weaves.
And wigs.
Yeah.
My mum's a hairdresser, so I found out the hard way.
The truth. Oh, really? Oh, were you looking into getting a wig?
Well, she used to test out my hair, innit? She used to test all the straighteners and that.
Oh, so is that the excuse you're going with?
That's the excuse I'm going with. That's why my hairline is fucked up the way it is, yeah? So fuck all of you guys.
This is the long-term damage.
Yeah. But yeah, man, there's a whole bunch of other ones here as well. Jack Diggs says, I once said I got burgled whilst asleep. But my favourite one was leaving my manager a voicemail saying, I just can't make it with no reason. The good thing about this excuse was I was in a squat rave at the time at 4 in the morning.
Sorry, can't make it. Man. Best of luck with today.
Yo,
let me know
some
how
messed
you
up
get
shit,
on.
Man.
Well, I'm sure there's even more. There's a never-ending list.
Never-ending. But I'm
going to
keep investigating this throughout the week. So make sure you hit us up. Let's get into this open mic before we run out of mother loving time.
Yes,
we got the one and only Rhyme Schemes right here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And are you ready to roll?
Yeah, mum.
Okay, let's do this. And this week's beat is courtesy of Ill Informed. It's an Ill Informed production. So let's get into this open mic. Let's make sure your mic sounds nice.
Yo, yo, mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. Your mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. What a do? Your mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. Shouts to Fuba. Big up Ill Informed on the beat also.
Raskies.
Yeah, check it. Yeah, I'm from a place where you get chased and locked away without you breaking a law. They flip it so your sin is guilty in newspaper reports, where you're taught to hold a grudge and thus you hate them abroad. But you're happy with your family on vacation resorts. They say the good die young, the best are laid in a morgue. So size him up, even giants can get slain with a sword. I'm moving one step forward with a brain full of porn to be the king, but you're playing a different game on your board. I'm from a country where the comfy offer prejudices, and it's no different cause every city's got seven sinners. With the stress of living in repetition, filled prisons, terror isn't, and hedonism. Another innocent gets killed in the street, but the police are released. The judges just skipped him off free. They said they couldn't prosecute because the witness was weak, but I just watched the whole murder on the video stream. Another year, we're still living with the same stress. They build a grave for your mind to keep us brain dead. So you should never swap stickers with a shaved head when you're living off of crumbs while they break bread. If we don't learn from mistakes, then what's the pass for? They manufacture disease if they say they can't cure. You see, this cancer industry will leave us past poor. And you shouldn't throw punches with a glass jaw. This false flag waving's got us hating each other. Well, al-salamu alaykum, my brother. If we could come together, we could save one another with love. So never judge a book by the shade of its cover. The north was one, and we turned the west against east. And in the south, the hanging tree stuck at 10 feet. They're hate-filled, so I don't listen when some friends speak. I'm trying to make ends meet where the ends meet. I don't hate this world, I'm just mad at the system with its characteristics of capitalism. They killed the animal kingdom through Cameronism, and eating meals off the weak reeks of cannibalism. The truth lies where the camera isn't. Then it's gone in a flash, and in a... the economy crashed, huh? Searching for discipline, filling kiddies with medicine while strip the sick and stricken of disability benefits. Like, here you go, take a new debt free, cause we'll destroy anybody who ain't we. Technology's got us fiending for a few XP. They got us locked in a cage like it's the UFC. Now why do you think the internet is something you get free? They put the whole of the USA onto a USB, and it seems that they're poisoning your genes. And I ain't talking about the ones you got from USC. They feed us terror and war to keep us galvanized. See, we were fighting when the fishes and the flowers died. And I wish I could believe and not allowed to hide. Aspartame to saccharin to household formaldehyde. And day to day, that's just the way that we move. So they're putting toxins in our day to day food. And you need a new screen that the TV be telling you. But phones could give you cancer when they bow you on the cellular. These words hurt, but these actions really speak. And these preaching practitioners don't practice what they preach. Leave you 3 feet deep with the factions that you read. And the revolution started with a faction in the street, so line them up and tell me who I slay. I paid my dues, so I'm due my pay. And there's more than having bars to being a lyricist. So I switch when I spit and I hit on with 56 like this.
Jeez, right. That's what we call the open mic, when you just open that shit up right there, boy. The mic's damn near bleeding. Rhyme schemes, man, like Ill Informed on the beat. Do remember, if you want to get your beats in, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Rhyme schemes, you got some more for us,
bro? Yeah, let's go.
Come we go, bro.
Yeah, yeah, hey, yeah. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy likes to spark it. This little piggy puts a bullet in his target. This little piggy fits a kiddie in his casket, but he never been charged. It's a police state, for Pete's sake, it's peak, mate. Yeah, what's the odds of winning war? We're talking beef steaks. They're Robin Hoods and Captain Hook likes to preach hate. And now my wheels are falling off, I'm a cheapskate. I got a mental that you'll never dishevel. I'm cutting off the head of the devil to treble my intelligence level. So I ain't got no love for you suckers and government fuckers. The ones that wanna cough up my brothers is nothing. Like, stop, freeze, and hold up. What, so you can come and kill a man in cold blood? What happened to the questions answered after Eric Garner? Did they deaden him because his melanin was an etching darker? I'm from an era of cultivational terror, where brains are too washed to have hopes of making it better. Religion is a killer, so nations are undeveloped. And we
remain drugged with these motivational measures. So look who's next, flying over the cuckoo's nest, praying to a book of death in a bullet vest. We ain't got pee and we ain't free enough to look ahead. For capital, I'll remain ear like Bucharest. And I've been looking at this world and ain't it interesting that in poverty and war that we've been investing, they keep us separated, so we're split in sections. Then we die for misconceptions of a skin complexion. God keeps giving while the clock keeps ticking, but this metronome is an offbeat rhythm. We're living like inmates in rough kids' prison, confined to the walls of a concrete system. And sickness is business, so it's hush when they found an answer. We were selling bags of ganja, they've been selling cells of cancer. We're animals trapped on an island that's vibrant. We lead a wild life like Madagascar. Feels like we're returning to black history, as if it isn't murder if you act religiously. And faith is placed in the face of anonymity. They talk about immigrants like we're the aborigines. We're in a world where we get no rest, but we're blessed, so we expect the best no less. And we're repped to the death until our headphones rest. And on my tombstone I want to read an S-O-S. Yes.
Thanks
for having me.
Alright, I'll tell you what, mate. Dave the Spade had to come out there, mate. I'll tell you, he was like, bloody hell, mate. I'll tell you, like, a bit of this rap stuff. Especially when they're doing that good, mate. I'll tell you.
Woo. That was super live. How can people get in touch with you? Where can they find you? Share the information.
Look me up on Facebook, Rhyme Schemes MC. The fan page, please give it a like. Or Twitter, at Rhyme Schemes. YouTube, just type in Rhyme Schemes. You can see it all. We're doing a new video tonight with Global Faction. So that's going to be out in the next few weeks. Big up Global Faction. Big up the whole movement. Big up everybody I've worked with and everyone who's supporting the movement. Salute!
Thank you so much for your hard work, though.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you coming through. Once again, shout out to Ill Informed on the beat. Do remember, if you want to get your beat played on the open mic section, we're doing a special thing right here because we want to make sure that we can get as much talent out there as possible. This is worldwide as well. You don't have to just be from the UK. Make sure you hit us up with an MP3. Maybe the best thing to do is probably send about 4 1-minute snippets to hiphop@foobarradio.com. Make sure they're MP3s. No WAV files, no zip files, no download links, please, because the committee cannot handle that bullshit right there. Make sure you just send in MP3s with the title Open Mic Beat. It's really simple. And you can do exactly what Ill Informed has done and get himself out there on the FUBAR Radio Hip Hop Show Open Mic with myself, Mike Stiggy, and Sarah Love. You just heard Rhyme Schemes right there. Shit. Slaughter that shit. Pete, what are you saying? This is a new MC out here.
Yeah,
you know?
That's rough, man. That's tight.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's wicked.
Yeah, you see what we're doing here. We're bringing this whole thing together, man. We're the missing link.
Yeah, spreading the knowledge.
We're like the Neanderthal man right here. We're the missing link here.
We're the missing connection. No, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
Like, what's the next move then for you? You're doing this video tonight.
Doing a video tonight. Got a lot of festivals in the summer. Got one big show, but I'm not actually allowed to release it yet.
We're not worthy,
or else I might not do the big show if I release it now.
But
there's a few festivals. Wonderfields down in Devon, we're doing Wishfest in Cornwall with Chester Chest. Catch me at Slam Jam next month, and
wicked.
All around, man. All around.
That's good.
Just look up Rhyme Schemes. And that's
Schemes with
S-K-E-E-M-Z, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't check the American guy who spells it properly, man, because he's wax.
Yeah, he ain't hip-hop if he's spelling it properly. No, shouts out to Herbs, locked into the show, sending a shout out to Brother Scheme.
Yeah, big up to Dr. Herbs, man. He's done a lot of work behind the scenes.
Oxy Pop in the building, he says.
that's very nice.
Shout out to Sinead Harnett as well, locked into the show. Very talented sister there. Skits of Flow tuned in. Remember, you can get in touch with us in between shows as well at hiphop@foodballradio.com is the place to send your emails through to. Next week, we are back Monday 4 till 6 p.m. We're going to be speaking to the one and only Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle.
Have you heard about this new Miles Davis film?
How did she do that? Don Cheadle, of all the people, how the hell did you manage to draw Don Cheadle up?
You get the address book out. But Don Cheadle was in town.
Miles Davis.
Yeah. And the excuses.
Yeah, who can I talk to? I haven't spoken to him in ages.
You all right, Don?
Yeah.
No, but you must have heard about this Miles Davis film.
I've seen it. Yeah, something about it. I don't know much about it. But
yeah, so there's like this new biopic, a Miles Davis film. They had a screening last week in London, and then Dot said, Don Cheadle was in town. Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Does he get high in it? Does Don Cheadle get high in it?
I don't think he's not high in it at any point. Yeah. It's just looking at like 2 days. That sounds interesting to you. It looks at like 2 days in Miles Davis's life in the 70s. So it's like a different kind of approach to a biopic, but I was impressed. It exceeded my expectations. But you'll have to tune into the show next week to find out more about that. You know where to go to, foobarradio.com. Remember all our past episodes, including episodes with Fife Dog, Chuck D, and so many more ill people. Yes, and your finest UK representatives on the mic are all available at foobarradio.com. So get in touch. Thank you so much, Peter, for joining us today as well.
It's been lovely.
Love you too. Can't wait for us to do another party together.
Yeah.
ASAP. Yeah, exactly. And thank you again so much.
Thank you. Big up Sarah Love, Maestro, and Pete.
Yes, man.
And all the people working behind Natalie.
Yeah, look at him.
They're like, we're famous.
I tell ya. All right, so make sure, mother lovers, if you've missed any of the shows, you can go to foobarradio.com/hiphop. You can also check us out on iTunes. Please hit us up, subscribe on iTunes. Let's get number one spot on there somehow, some way, you know? And we're going to be back next week with maybe it might be you've heard horny Raekwon, you might hear horny Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle's married.
When has that ever stopped anyone from getting horny? Right?
Basically,
you know what I mean? All right, so thanks for tuning in, mother lovers. Up next, we got Badger Friendship with the mother lovers you know about, because we always big them up.
Yes, and this last tune I'm sending just for you, Peter. I'm sorry I didn't have a Marvin Gaye tune to play for you this week, but I was like,
right, of course,
let's leave. Yeah, you guys are. We'll leave people with something classic right now. Peace.